USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Champlain Towers in Surfside, Florida are no more. After the partial collapse June 24th that killed dozens with hundreds still missing, the precarious building was hampering efforts to workers. It came down Sunday night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, and workers have resumed their efforts. A broad array of businesses and public agencies were hit Friday by the latest ransomware attack on all continents. Those hit were financial services, travel and leisure, and the public sector, though few large companies. A $70 million demand was posted on a blog typically used by the Revel cybercrime gang working on Russian soil. Singers Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton got married on Saturday. The ceremony took place at Shelton's Oklahoma ranch, where sources said he built a chapel in the backyard with the intention of marrying Stefani there. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How many hot dogs could you eat in 10 minutes? Well, we have a new world record. Jeremy Scott reports.
For the 14th time, defending champion Joey Jaws Chestnut took home the men's crown in Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest.
With 76, Nathan's hot dog.
Chestnut downing 76 dogs and buns in 10 minutes, one more than his record-setting feat last year. On the women's side, Michelle Lesko took the women's title, downing nearly 31 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Reigning women's champion and record holder Miki Sudo skipped this year because she's expecting a baby in a few weeks. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More National Guard troops are being sent to the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Dan Arapi from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Arkansas became the latest state to send its National Guard troops to the border last week, looking to boost the available manpower to deal with the migrant crisis. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says the response to the crisis should be a partnership between the states and federal government, but tells CNN that the states have had to step up under the current border policies.
When multiple states send additional resources down to support Texas and Arizona along the border, we hope that that has a beneficial impact. It ought to be coordinated with the federal government, and if that's not happening, then that's a shame, but we're going to try to do our part because what's happening right now is disaster. It's a human tragedy, what we're seeing. With the change in policy coming out of the Biden administration.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Taliban's takeover through northern Afghanistan has gained further momentum with the capture of several districts from fleeing Afghan forces, 300 of whom who fled across the border to Tajikistan Saturday evening. The Taliban now controls roughly a third of all 421 districts in Afghanistan. Google has removed 9 Android apps from the Play Store, including one with millions of users, after they were discovered to be stealing users' Facebook login credentials. Discovered July 1st by malware analyst at Dr. Web, the apps described as stealer Trojans. The apps include Pip Photo with up to 5 million installs. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.